Slavko Bekovic along with Tim Raines this year with the Toronto Blue Jays as a roving outfielding and base running coach. First of all, Tim, how are you enjoying your time in the Blue Jays organization?
So far, so good. You know, the only bad things as far as I haven't been able to see many games because of the weather. But other than that, you know, I've had an opportunity this spring to meet all the players, get to know the players a little bit, and so far things are going well.
You've been a manager at various levels this year, kind of a roving instructor going from team to team. What's been the biggest adjustment for you so far?
I would probably say the travel, you know, and not really being around the players more than 3 or 4 days at a time. I think that's an adjustment I'm going to have to make. The big difference, though, is not just dealing with one team. You know, you're dealing with all the teams in the organization and every player in the organization. So it's a lot of players you have to deal with. But, you know, I primarily just deal with the base runners, the guys that can run, and the outfielders. But I pretty much deal with just about the whole teams other than the pitchers.
Now, when you look at this Lansing Lugnuts squad, the four outfielders, Chris Hawkins, Ronnie Melendez, Dalton Pompey, the right fielder, Carlos Ramirez as well, what do you see out of those four guys?
Well, a lot of promise. You know, I think they're it's a big upside to all four of the guys. They're young. They've got some room to grow. They're still learning. It's early. In their careers, they hadn't played a lot of baseball, and I think the experience there they're going to gain from this point on is going to be big for them all. So it's my job to really kind of lead them in the right direction, and if it's meant to be, then those guys get that opportunity, and hopefully they all get a chance.
A guy like Pompey and also Melendez, top of the order guys, much like you were as a player, when you look at those guys, you kind of work with them a little bit more and try to or give them what you learned as a player. You've obviously been in baseball for so long.
Well, obviously. I mean, I think speed plays a big role in hitting high in the lineup as well. And, I mean, that's something that I did for a long time, and that's something that I know. And, you know, obviously that doesn't mean that that's where they're going to, you know, end up. But hopefully they can prove that they can hit in those spots and be successful in those spots. But time will tell. And hopefully they can pick it up sooner than later and get those opportunities.
What's your travel schedule like currently? Right now, obviously, you're in Lansing for a few days. Where are you headed next?
Well, I'm headed to New Hampshire from here. Actually, tomorrow I'm leaving to go to New Hampshire for about 4 days, and after that I'm on my way home to get back with the family for about 5 or 6 days. So it's been a long 2 weeks. Haven't had an opportunity to see a lot of baseball, but I had an opportunity to get to know practically the Buffalo roster because, you know, in spring training they were big league camp most of the whole spring, and I had about 4 days to get to know them in spring training, but I got a chance to get to know them quite well because they didn't play on the field much. But it's gonna be interesting, and then hopefully the next time I go back on the road, I'll see a lot more baseball.
As a roving instructor this year, what are your goals individually, and what do you want to get out of the position for your career?
Well, for my career, not so much. You know, I think my goal is to make players better. And hopefully every guy that I help get an opportunity to get it to the major leagues. I know that's pretty much a stretch, but for all those guys that have a chance, they get that opportunity because you know, we've all been there before. I've been there before in the minor leagues and worked my way there. You know, for me, this is just giving back. This is an opportunity for me to give back for all the success that I had as a player in my career and hopefully the things that I've learned and still learning will help those guys.
What's your favorite part of the position so far?
Probably the base running, you know, watching guys run. I mean, I like to see guys get on base and you know, their first step and sliding into second base and having the umpire say safe and as well as, you know, going from second to third. And just to see the excitement of that part of the game. I think over the years it's been kind of lost. You know, I think everybody's been building their teams for three-run homers, and I think eventually that's going to come back. You know, I think you're starting to see where games are been won and lost by guys running more than hitting balls out of the ballpark, and I think it's a part of the game that it's exciting, and hopefully one day that'll all come back.
Now, when you evaluate these guys, you get to know them and you work with them and teach them your style of play. What happens next? You know, what's the next process for you? How much organizational, you know, involvement is there?
Well, you know, I just I give my opinion on players, and you know, I come in and I tell them what I'm doing, and I tell them who I work with, and what we did, and I look at the progression of the players from day one to, you know, to the end of the season, and then I fill out my report on each and every player that I've worked with, and it goes to, you know, to Toronto, and you know, they see the progress of all the players. So, you know, hopefully, like I said, the things that we work on, the things that we talk about, the things that we take into ball games translate until guys going from one level to the next and from the minor leagues to the major leagues. And hopefully that will happen for a lot of guys.
Now, how did this all come about for you? You spent a number of years in Newark with the Independent League Bears there. They were in the Can-Am League. How did you get involved back in affiliated baseball with the Blue Jays?
Well, Doug Davis gave me a call this past winter about the job. And actually, I got calls from some other teams as well about similar job. And, you know, for me, my wife is Canadian, and, of course, she rather I come here than go anywhere else. But I looked at it, and it's the first time I've ever been a Rover, so this is something new for me. But, you know, like I said earlier, it was a no-brainer for me. I mean, as long as they would have me, I would love to come, and it all worked out, and this is where we are.
Do you ever get the itch to be a manager once again?
Maybe not so much at the major league level. You know, I feel like I'd rather be hands-on, and I think as a coach at the major league level is something I'd rather do than manage. So, you know, because at least as a coach, you really get to deal with the players day in and day out. Managers don't get that chance because they have to deal with all the players in another way. So, That's something that I'm looking for. I mean, hopefully one day in the near future that I get that chance again.
Last question for you. Compare Newark and the Bears, the Independent League, to where the Lansing Lugnuts are here, Class A. How would you compare the talent levels?
If you're talking about the Atlantic League, it's a little different because they're older players. You've got some ex-Major League players. You've got AA, AAA players. So, I mean, they're a little more experienced than you have here. I would consider this team a little closer to the Can-Am League, where there's younger players, and you know the only difference is maybe you might have four veteran players on those squads. I wouldn't say that those Independent League teams are better, but I think that's just the experience that some of those teams have. It's a little more advanced than since some of the players here, but. It's comparable, though. I think it's comparable. The only difference is, you know, you have to have five rookies who have never had any professional experience at all, which is pretty much what you have here. You have a lot of guys here that had some, but not a lot. So, but the talent level, I think, at this level is a little bit better.
That's Toronto Blue Jays roving outfield and base running coach Tim Raines. Tim, thanks so much for the time, and we'll see you again this year.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll be back with more right here on the Lugnuts Broadcasting Network.